season left.
The spring wheat crop in North Dakota and Minnesota is moving along quite rapidly. Westbred Wheat Technical Products Manager Grant Mehring says that is the case regardless of the planting window. Whether the wheat was planted in the middle of April or early June, the extremely warm temperatures as of late helped speed up that growing process.
Just one thing to kind of keep in mind is that the wheat is moving along very fast, and what that's caused is it's been a little bit of a rush to get our herbicides on. I've had quite a few calls of what can we put on when the wheat is at flag leaf or even just starting to put into the boot. And that's indicative of the fact that it's been a very challenging spray season here in North Dakota and Minnesota. Depending on where you're at, the wind has been in the 20-mile-an-hour range for 10 to 20 days straight. So there's been people spraying overnight, spraying just in the mornings or in the evenings when it's just calm enough. But do keep an eye on that wheat.
Mehring has been fielding a lot of questions from farmers about short wheat and yield potential.
So I would really advise everyone to do keep a look at your yield components in your wheat crop to decide how good that wheat crop is. Pull up a few plants in your field and decide, do I have one tiller per plant, two tillers per plant, or no tillering? That will give you an idea if you're at that 2.5 to 3 million heads per acre that you need to get to. Then, if you have some of the early wheat crop that you can start to see the head, either down in the boot or a little bit lower, take a look at those. Are they nice sized heads, 12, 14, 16 spikelet rows, or are they pretty poor spikes at 8 to 10 spikelet rows?
The grain